Left in 2013, can you believe we're swinging into a brand new year here on America Tonight? Kate Delaney, happy, happy to you and yours. I hope wherever you are, you have power. Ooh, I feel you in Michigan. A lot of people in Michigan had to deal with those ice storms, and the ice storms shut down the power for so many. I know that I had friends in Battle Creek, Michigan, where one house was hit and the other house down the road wasn't hit, so go figure. It's crazy. Sometimes there would be a bunch of blocks out and then there would be others that wouldn't be. But thousands and thousands did lose power. Most of that already back online as of late Sunday. Still a few that are waiting to have power restored. So it's tough because, you know, the hotel rooms book up, you run to friend's house, it's the holidays, that whole thing, and it's just the weather where we're seeing that we've had ice and snow and floods and all kinds of things that we've been dealt with. And then there's the people in Florida where they're talking about the hottest spot for the new year is going to be Miami. It's going to be 81 degrees. Flip-flops. That's what it's about. Well, Jimmy Buffett sings about Margaritaville, so I guess there is definitely something to that. Coming up on this show, we're taking a look back at some of the great guests that we had in 2013. One of the people that we talked to was Alana Stewart, who lost her friend Farrah Fawcett to cancer a few years ago, and since then has started to work with Stand Up to Cancer and trying to raise as much awareness and money as possible to get these doctor teams together, because what Stand Up to Cancer does is they mingle the doctor. So instead of keeping everything separate with the various cancers, they're actually sharing information. Can you imagine it? What a concept. Anyway, I think that they're on to something. And so we had a really interesting conversation with Alana about that, about her friend, about just the whole what's happening in the cancer world and how tough it is out there and how many people are succumbing to all kinds of cancers. And it was a year of a lot of deaths of notable people in the entertainment industry, like James Gandolfini died at 51 in June, and he had a heart attack. He was in Italy promoting a film. That was certainly a real shock. There was another death in July, Corey Monteith. He died at the age of 31. He was taking a lot of drugs and whatnot, and he OD'd, but he was pretty well known from that whole Glee series. And so kind of across the board, different people of different note, like David Frost. Remember the legendary Nixon interviews? And he died at the age of 74. He passed away in September. And I've seen all this man's movies. Tom Clancy died. And he's, you know, best-selling author. How many of his books were translated to the screen? And he was 66 years old, just 66 years old. And, of course, recently, and the one that really took a lot of people by surprise, and it was because of, I think, how he died and the fact that he was young, Paul Walker, who was the star of the Fast and Furious franchises, one of them anyway, died in a crash after he was at his charity event. And you think of Fast and the Furious and cars, and he died in a car that they say was related to speed. He wasn't driving. He was the passenger. And he died in November. And there, of course, were a slew of other well-known people that died starting from the beginning of the year on down. And even in politics, Ed Koch, remember him, the former mayor of New York City, pretty flamboyant, dead at 88, and that happened in February. And the thumbs up, thumbs down guy, Roger Ebert, he died at 70 in April. So anyway, we'll talk to Alana Stewart about cancer and the Stand Up to Cancer. And if you missed that interview, that was pretty informative, pretty good. She was straightforward about why she's involved in it and how close she was to her friend and some of the sad things that she has seen with cancer. When we rank stories of what happened in 2013, this is overwhelmingly the thing that became the theme always on America Tonight is what are the people who represent you doing for you? And if we look at Congress, and they're off from their two-week recess right now, the label is been pressed on them as kind of the do-nothing Congress. And in 2013, Congress spent more time clocking in at the office, but they didn't get very much done. This is worth repeating some of these numbers. Bills passed in 2013, 64. That's the lowest in modern history. The lowest. I mean, you just go back to 2012, 148. If you go back to 2011, 90. And if you go back to 2010, 258. 258. Now, we could talk about too much regulation and too many laws. I'm not a fan of just making laws to make laws. So it's not about how many bills you're passing. It could be how many bills that are crappy that you're stopping. It could be one way to look at it. But if you think of the days in session, there were officially about 150, a little more than 150 for both the House and the Senate. And that's average for the Senate and above average for the House. But some of the sessions are sessions where they're not really in Washington, D.C., and I think this is part of the problem with our Congress, is they're not there enough. So the Senate time in session, 1,098 hours. That's what it was. For the House in session, 786 hours. And I could go on and on and on and on and on and on, but the things that seem to weigh and waste time, to me, it just seemed like a lot of wasted, ridiculous time. Things that Washington spent time on where they could have cleared things out and gone on to things that were more important for the country. Like immigration keeps getting served up, but nobody ever really does anything about it, and why they just don't seem to have the time because they're focused on other things. Like going round and round about the same thing all the time, all the time. We do have some breaking news at the top of the show, and that has to do with what's happened in Russia. And in Russia, they're talking about a couple of different explosions, and it's interesting because they're talking about the fear over the Olympics in Sochi, what's going to happen there, and really trying to rev up the amount of security. Now they've had two blasts in a Russian city of Volgograd, and there are at least 10 people dead. That happened on Monday. A trolley bus was hit. And this comes after a bombing at the city's train station that killed 17. So there are some things that are happening in Russia that are frightening, frankly. And who's to blame for this? What kind of terrorist group? Nobody so far stepping out and taking credit for it, if you will, and they're obviously looking into this. Coming up on the flip side, we'll talk to Alana Stewart, if you missed it, one of our good interviews from 2013. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Those 3 years that I spent with Farah was definitely a life-changing experience for me. Not only did I learn a lot about cancer and realize that I really wanted to devote a good part of my life in helping in the fight against cancer in her name, in her memory. You know, I felt like it was something I could do for her. And for me to be able to just, you know, give something back.
You know, there's a lot of people that don't get recognition for dying of cancer. And the battle she fought publicly, hopefully that'll bring to light all the good things that the folks here are doing.
And I think this is just one step in trying to understand more and hopefully being able to make a difference in other people's lives.
A lot of people that were battling cancer themselves would write her and say, you know, you've given us the strength and the courage to keep fighting. Farah Fawcett was one of my best friends. I've known Farah since I was 18 years old. And losing Farah has been very sad for me. Well, I know that Farah is looking down and smiling, knowing that she's making a difference in other people's lives through her foundation. She is our little angel that's going to help cancer victims.
I've talked about this now every so often here on America Tonight about the fact that I lost my mother, Kathleen, in her battle with cancer, where she was healthy her whole life and still relatively a young woman and came down with cancer, and it really changed my family. We all came together and did what we could and spent as much time with my mother as we could. And over the years, I've certainly tried to raise awareness through the radio show for different things that are happening with cancer, and we've had many of the people on from Stand Up to Cancer and the great efforts that they're doing, and we're really excited about our next guest. Alana Stewart is the president of the Farah Fawcett Foundation, and many of you certainly are familiar with Alana, not just from seeing her over the years in beautiful dresses and whatnot in People magazine or wherever, but she had such a close friendship with Farah Fawcett, and then she's a big part of Farah's story. That was the documentary that was done that really chronicled Sarah's struggle, really courageous struggle with cancer. Alana filmed and produced that. And now she is the president of the Farrah Fawcett Foundation, and Stand Up to Cancer is joining forces with the foundation to fund a collaborative translational research team grant that's focused on HPV-related cancers, which makes sense if you've followed the story that we've talked about with Stand Up to Cancer and how they're trying to get people to work as a team and spread the knowledge and information and do what we can to stamp out cancer. Alana, thanks for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm thrilled to be here.
So you tell us about, first of all, I'm going to wind the clock back a second and talk about, you know, it was obviously Farrah Fawcett, you say this in the story, was your best friend. You had known her for so long, and you saw what it was like for her in the fight, and that obviously touched you in many different ways. But did you ever imagine that now, you fast forward a few years, that you'd be front and center with her foundation, really in there in the trenches trying to do what you could? Did you think it would end up that way for you?
I would never have imagined it, to tell you the truth, and I never would have imagined Farrah getting cancer. And as you said about your mother, you know, she was a young, vital, healthy woman, and obviously everybody kind of knows her as, you know, our generation's golden girl. And she came down with cancer in 2006, and 3 years later she passed away, and after a valiant, very courageous struggle. And I've never been through cancer with anyone before. It was my first experience, and I have to say it was really life-changing for me. And after she died, I became president of the foundation, which she had created a couple of years before she died. And it just became my goal and my desire to try to help carry on her legacy in this area as much as possible, and to help people, to help this fight against cancer, because we're all, nearly every one of us has been touched by it.
Yeah, so true. You know, you go into a room, I was recently somewhere, Alana, and the speaker said, how many people, you know, have had cancer or had a family member or had a friend, and do you know that there was 800 people in the room and 788 stood up in the end? That just shows you.
Oh yeah, and I'm surprised it wasn't the whole room, you know,
yeah.
Because truthfully, nearly everyone is affected by it. It's so rampant today, and what you mentioned that we're doing this initiative with Stand Up to Cancer. I think what they're doing is so revolutionary in the field of cancer research, because before this, before Stand Up to Cancer created this new model, all the different scientists and researchers worked within their own institutions, and they were all kind of working more or less in competition with each other. And what Stand Up to Cancer has done is to pull them together and create research teams where a whole group of leading scientists and researchers are working together on one team to fight this battle. And it's really exciting, the results they're having. And, we came on board with them to do this project, and we're really excited and thrilled to be aligned with them.
And it's part of, what part of this is that you've got a grant that's going to commit about $1 million over a 3-year period to fund
Yes.
this research project. And we're talking about HPV-related cancers, and you've probably learned more about this than you ever wanted to even know, and how difficult it is to even uncover or even discover you have it. Isn't that right?
Well, I mean, up until the last couple of years, no one knew what HPV was, and people are still, you know, a lot of people are still fairly unfamiliar with it. And interestingly enough, we were going to do an anal cancer project, because Farrah died of anal cancer. And when Farrah first came out and announced that she had it, there were a lot of people that were, you know, that it had anal cancer, that were kind of embarrassed to talk about it. And she got so many letters from people saying, oh, thank you so much for coming out and saying that you had anal cancer, because now I don't feel embarrassed to talk about it anymore. And so she shed a lot of light on this cancer. And originally that was going to be the research team. And then we decided to expand it, because 90% of anal cancers are caused by this HPV virus, the human papillomavirus. And it's a lot of people don't know that it's a sexually transmitted disease, and it is actually the most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States. An estimated 14 million new infections happen each year. And these are all facts that I never knew a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
HPV is responsible for, as I said, 90% of anal cancer, nearly all cervical cancers, and about half of a number of other cancers, including certain throat cancers.
Wow. And you, with the foundation, so now you're excited. You've got Stand Up to Cancer and that collaboration, and I agree with you. That's what I was saying there at the top. I love the fact that you have doctors sharing all this research and information, because I think we get closer to finding these solutions when they're able to do that, because they certainly never did that before. What's your ultimate goal to see, as the president of the foundation, what's your ultimate goal with it? Where would you like to see it, let's say, in another 10 years?
I'd like to see a cure for cancer. But, you know, wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
I mean, but what they can do in a three-year period, which is a relatively short period of time for the world of cancer research, is, you know, we're hoping that these teams, which will be picked from the, you know, the brightest and the best researchers and scientists from all over the world, that they're going to make some real inroads in this particular arena.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope so. I'm with you. I'd love to have another conversation with you where I say, can you believe it that we've actually seen that all these collaborations have truly worked and we've got a cure? That would be an amazing thing.
Well, the thing that people should know, too, is that vaccinations are now available. You know, part of our mission statement, besides funding innovative research, is the area of prevention and awareness. And if people aren't aware, then it's very hard to help prevent getting cancers. And these kinds of cancers are preventable because of this vaccine now that they're vaccinating young girls and young boys now. And there's been a lot of controversy about it, but my suggestion, my plea would be for all parents to find out information, ask their doctors, read up on it, find out about it, because ultimately being vaccinated against this virus could save someone's life.
Yeah, I agree. Alana Stewart, what a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with the Farrah Fawcett Foundation and everything that you're trying to do. We appreciate it. Appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Alana.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Days left in 2013. Maybe you'll be taking yourself to a movie. I said this on another show, that going to the movies for some people is like going to church Christmas time and Easter. And so people go to the movies Christmas time and spring slash summer. The movie that is killing it at the box office is The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, or whatever his name is. And this is that Peter Jackson deal. 17 days it's been out, over $221 million totaled. And it has an audience. There's just something about it. I think it's because of the excitement over The Lord of the Rings and how that movie, those three movies just killed it. I think that this sent people going back to see The Hobbit. I don't know. Maybe. But there's The Wolf on Wall Street. There's Anchorman 2. There's American Hustle. So there are a couple of movies that are out. And all three of those movies I saw. So it was like, wow, I'm actually going to the movies. I would recommend Anchorman 2. American Hustle was my favorite of all of them. The Wolf on Wall Street. I'd wait for The Wolf and Anchorman 2, frankly, and just stream it. I'd go see American Hustle on the big screen.
I thought Anchorman 2 was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I know. That's why I said I would wait and get it when it cost you $1.99.
I went with a big group of people, and they wanted to see something lighthearted, so we ended up on that movie. But honestly, if I was watching it at home, or if I wasn't with a group of people, I probably would have either shut it off or walked out.
Because you know why? The problem is the first one was really funny and clever. The second one was like they were trying to
punch drunk.
Yeah, they were trying too hard.
And I feel like there wasn't necessarily a set script where they just were trying to kind of go off in their own realms, and every actor was trying to one-up the other one, and it turned out to be just a pile of garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think it was very good either. That's why I said there were some funny lines in it, some funny moments of the whole movie, though, which you probably see in the trailers, and that's why I wouldn't spend very much money. I wouldn't go to the theater and see it. Yeah. That's funny. And did the big group feel the same way you did?
Yeah, everybody was pretty much of like mind where it was one of the worst movies they've seen.
Yeah, pretty much all the people that I know that have seen it, they like Will Ferrell, so they're saying, oh, it was okay, but it's not good, and you know, a lot of times the second one is not as good as the first one, and it definitely wasn't. But American Hustle is excellent, and I would recommend that to anyone, and it has a real-life context to it, the Abscam scandal, and for anybody, especially the whole politics kind of deal wrapped into it, and how many Congress folks and senators were taken down, and that's not even the main focus of the story, but that's what it's about, and it's really, 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 really well done. I would say I'd give it a 8+ on a scale of 1 to 10, and only because very few films I would give a 10. We'll have a little cheap movie review also coming up on our next show as we boot you in to the new year. So a lot of you obviously had some time here and there, because I, once again, got a ton of emails, so let's go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Amanda, who says, Kate, I've never sent you an email before, but I want to say, Chica, I really enjoy the show. I just got tuned into it. I love the way you blast some of these politicians. They're all rubber faces to me. I don't get it. We need some fresh air in there. I'm a millennial chick, and I'm of the mind of what I heard you say in a previous show somewhere a couple of weeks ago, that we need a third party. And I'd say the same thing. It's too much of a log jam. I'll be listening 2014. Rock on. All right. So now there's a key. There's a key is that younger people have to be involved in politics. And a lot of them are like, forget it. Screw it. I don't want to get involved. I think it's just angry people screaming at each other. But, yeah, politics needs fresh blood and needs younger blood. Not enough young people vote. A third party, that's what I say. We need something to break it up because it's just sort of the same connected circles we go through. You know, there's a handful of politicians you like that you know are fighting for you, you think they're doing well. They are stuck because they can only go so far in the process, and it's the same thing every year. There's nothing new. I mean, pop goes the weasel. Whoops. Oh, this year we don't have to deal with the budget, but it's a lousy budget to begin with, and we're not attacking the deficit. So the same storylines keep emerging. It's like we're reading the same fairy tale, and it has the same ending every single year. And I mentioned Congress and how very little was done in Congress. And so now here we go, 2014, the president heading into his sixth year of his presidency. And what's the momentum? Where's the momentum going to take him? What's going to happen to his numbers? What's going to happen in the midterm elections? And what's going to happen in 2016? Let's go to another one. This one from Jake in Austin. And Jake says, hey, Kate, how's my favorite talk show host? I was watching the games earlier during the day, and I can't believe how unpredictable the NFL has been this season. Is it me, or does it just seem that way, or why are some of these games so crazy to try to predict? I bet it's been a rough year for gambling for some people, And for people who play fantasy, I think it's been a little rough. What do you think? It has been strange. We keep saying that. Every week, the narratives, the storylines are crazy, and teams that are putrid all of a sudden are, like, slaying the Goliath and vice versa, even if they're going nowhere. Then you have the NFC East and the North, NFC North, being determined on the last day of the season. It's not because there's these amazing, incredible teams. It's because they're backing into the playoffs. So what does that say? And especially you think of the NFC, well, both of them, the NFC North and the NFC East, the franchise teams, the history, it's not what you would expect. So, yeah, it's been, to me, it's been the craziest year. I have notebooks full of stuff that I write down, little nuggets from all the years of politics and sports and whatever. And when I go back and look, I can certainly point to strange games and outcomes, but I think this year would definitely make my top two or three list. Absolutely. And predicting the Super Bowl, well, on paper it looks like Denver and Seattle, but who knows? Any player will tell you this is like a second season. Good time to remind you, don't forget about Nail the Score. That's happening on our next show in the third hour, last two segments. Here's one from Adam who says, Kate, I don't know if you got all your packages or not, but I have to say it's kind of embarrassing. I sent packages out, I swear, the first week in December, and I don't know what happened, but two of them didn't get to where they were supposed to go. I got an apology and a tracking and everything else, but it still didn't arrive where it was supposed to arrive before Christmas, and I gave myself plenty of time. Luckily, it got there over the weekend, one to Alabama and one to California, but that still doesn't help when it's not there on Christmas. Yeah, if you have Christmas packages, they got to get there on Christmas. I mean, unless it's, you know, unless you're just having one of those, there's a reason why. Like it's a New Year's thing or it's a late gift exchange or I don't know. If it's got to, you got to clear that hurdle. So I think you have to just mail it earlier, but if Adam, in fact, mailed it the first week in December, it should have definitely gotten there. There was a strange backup, I think, where some packages that should have gone out didn't go out, and then the later packages that came in went out. Go try to make sense of that. I don't know. I know that it was a mess for UPS, and they say they've cleared the backlog, that everything's out there, because they couldn't put X amount of packages on the plane. It was critical mass. They couldn't do that. So the ones that were, some of the ones that were promised for Christmas didn't actually get there for Christmas because weather and the volume and all of that. But now all the packages have been delivered. Let's go to this one. This one is from Justin listening to us in Florida. And Justin says, Kate, I don't know if you've been paying close attention to this or not, although it kind of sounds like it to me from what I heard you say, but are you paying attention to what's happening in Russia? And it's unexplainable with these bombs. There have all of a sudden been a lot of problems in some of these suburbs, for lack of a better way to try and pronounce them. There have been several problems. And you think of this is in front of the Olympics and all the security they're talking about, I think it's scary. The last explosion killed at least 16 or 17 people. Do you think it's related to the Olympics? I don't know. I don't know what it's related to. They're saying that they found TNT, shrapnel, unexploded grenade they found, and they... 16 people were killed, 34 people were injured, a 9-year-old girl was part of that, and that's in Volgograd that I talked about before. So they're just sorting it out right now. Hang with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Cleaning up some odds and ends for you here as we round the bend on the final curve of this Hour of America tonight. Big news, Ted Cruz wants to renounce his Canadian citizenship. Remember, he was denying the whole thing. Now he says he has a lawyer, and he expects that to be done in 2014. I think he has eyes on trying to become president in 2016 to get the become the Republican nominee. There's a pretty deep bench there. The governor of New Jersey wants it as well, no matter how much he kind of poo-poos it. So there could be some interesting people this time around for the Republicans. Hands down on the other side of it, just to throw this in for grins, Hillary Clinton, with all the PACs pushing her and everything else, she's healthy. She is running in 2016 for the Democrats. Who else is there, and does she get the nomination remains to be seen. Again, a Russian bus explodes. It's the second attack in 2 days. There's a lot of question marks as to what is going on here. This blast, sad, just tore through a trolley bus in the middle of the city, and you had 34 people that were injured in this, and the fact that 2 days in a row this has happened, not that we have seen things like this before in Russia, but the explosions put the city on a certain edge, as you can imagine, and it certainly highlights the terrorist threat that Russia is facing. They're preparing in a very short time to host the Winter Olympics in February. Volgograd is about 650 kilometers or 400 miles northeast of Sochi, where the Olympics are going to be held. So you have the National Anti-Terrorism Committee that said the bus explosion came from a bomb that most likely had been put in the passenger area, but there weren't any other details. They're trying to, you know, they're still scrambling, and they're trying to figure out who could be taking responsibility for it. Is it a Chechenian rebel? Is it something new with civilian targets and whatnot? And this is this city was formerly Stalingrad, and it's been hit three times in 2 months. So it must be some kind of, or it could be some kind of transportation hub. That's the thought. That why would this particular area be the target? There would have to be a reason for that. So that's probably why that is. A heavyweight as far as Republican political donors are concerned, Harold Simmons, the Dallas billionaire, is dead at the age of 82. He gave massive amounts of money to the Republican Party. He died at a hospital in Dallas, and he was a guy who's a self-made billionaire, and he's donated tens and tens of thousands of dollars, not just to the Republican Party, but to a bunch of charities. You just Google his name, look up his name, and you see for the Center for Public Integrity ranked him the second highest donor in the 2011-2012 election cycle, giving about $31 million along with his wife. They gave the super PAC supporting Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Rick Perry, all of those groups. So pretty huge donor, big loss on that side. And he was a guy, like I said, that was self-made. It was definitely a Texan through and through, and a self-made guy who came from very, very humble beginnings. Here we go with the cruise ships again. Man, a lot of people swear by cruise ships, but either you hear these weird pirate things, or there's a fire, or there's engine trouble, or whatever. And I realize hundreds of cruise ships go out and they don't have problems, but is it me, or does it seem like we are seeing a bunch of problems? So the U.S. Coast Guard was searching Sunday for a Canadian passenger who jumped off a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, and it was going off to a remote Puerto Rican island toward the U.S. territory's mainland when it happened. The missing man, this is a 26-year-old, who was on the final night of a 7-night cruise with his family. And he was last seen jumping overboard by other passengers on Saturday. The boat that he was on is a well-known one. It's called the Adventures of the Seas. So why that happened, what was going on, you know, who knows? But they've had helicopters, patrol boats, FBI looking into why would he have jumped, what's that about as to the reasons why, trying to figure out what could have led him to do that, what was that. You know, ultimately, what was that about? Also, the ball dropping on Times Square is interesting because it's such a big tradition, and no matter where you are, I don't care if you're listening in California, North Dakota, Ottumwa, Iowa, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida, Missouri, wherever, probably at some point there's a tube. The TV is flicked on wherever you are to watch the ball come down in Times Square. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is going to be part of that countdown. He's going to lead the final 60-second countdown and push the ceremonial button to signal the descent of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball. And she, her claim to fame as being on the Supreme Court is she's the first Hispanic and third female court judge appointed to the court in 2009, rather. And she's a native of the Bronx, her family from Puerto Rico. So, you know, it's an interesting little nugget of information when I was looking at the story. The New Year's Eve ball has 2,600 crystal triangles, and it's got 32,000 lights in it. That's how come it looks so bright, how it comes down. You look at it and you go, wow. And it makes sense. 32,000 lights inside that ball. Wow. And of course, it's the brightest thing that you can see when you look in the sky. That is that's crazy. And the fact that she's doing it's interesting, an interesting choice, I guess, because the native New York thing, the female judge, the, you know, a lot of different things that kind of match up with, well, why would they pick her? Except for usually it's the mayor or it's somebody more from the celebrity crowd. So maybe they're just going in a different direction. But that's who you'll see. So if you're somewhere, wherever it is, and you flip on the tube for the countdown, that's who you're going to see doing the countdown. And if you don't know what she looks like, you'll know the Justice Sotomayor is the one who's doing the countdown, pressing the fake button, because it is a fake button. So keep that in mind as you watch. We like to celebrate people who do amazing things. Sometimes they're not famous. This guy's famous, but it's worth putting him on the list. Peyton Manning, he hit the single-season touchdown record last week with 51. He added more to the pile, and now he has 55 for the season. He scored four more touchdown passes. So he's got, in the final week against the Raiders, where it was really no contest. So he's got 55 for the season. I wonder how long he'll hold that record. When you think of football and the possibility of adding another regular season game, you might mathematically assume somebody hits 60, but that seems wild to me. 55 touchdown passes in a season. How is your arm not ready to fall off? Think about that.
All know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.